When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Doug Myers from Associated Bank, our thought leader conversation. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Welcome back. Tell everybody before we get into our conversation what you do there at Associated Bank.
Well, I manage our wealth management division, which includes private banking, trust and estate planning, investment management, and retail brokerage at the bank. And I manage the Chicago region.
I imagine you have conversations probably daily with folks about what we're seeing on Wall Street and around the world. What is the situation? Now, I know stocks have been pretty volatile. How are investments looking?
Well, it's been a story of volatility, certainly the last couple of days and certainly the last couple of months, Steve. In fact, we're looking at third quarter earnings coming out today, and there's going to be a lot of activity, I think, in the next couple of days just because of the earnings release for third quarter, as well as the uncertainty around the COVID-19 situation, which seems to be spiking not only in the Midwest, but around the country as well.
You know, and on that note, with the COVID cases going up, the Congress has announced that there was likely not going to be any sort of stimulus bill until maybe after the election. How significant is that? And I guess, you know, we can all agree that that's a failure, right?
Well, I would think so. And it is significant. I think that kind of resulted in the downturn we saw on Monday in the markets when basically the Republicans and the Democrats said that there's not going to be a stimulus package before the election. And they've been going round and round for the past month and trying to make one happen. And it didn't. And so I do think it's a failure. And I think the market was looking for some stimulus efforts from the federal government, and that didn't happen. So I think it spooked the markets on Monday. But let's take a second and just talk about the third quarter earnings situation. We've got a big day coming up today with several companies. More than one third of the S&P 500 index components, or 186 companies, are set to report third quarter earnings the last week in October, which is this week. In fact, today, Thursday, the FANG companies, and by FANG I mean FAANG, which includes Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google, report today, and they represent over 16% of the S&P 500 market values. So their results today are going to have a big impact on the market. So far, the S&P 500 blended earnings show a decline of 16.5% in the third quarter, with only 27% of the companies reporting heretofore. If that level of deterioration eventuates, it's going to represent the second steepest year-over-year earnings decline since the second quarter of 2009, which was 27%. And also, as we just discussed, the uncertainty with the increased COVID-19 currently going on, it's been hammering the markets and certainly created the volatility. Let me give you a couple of good news snippets right now. 84% of the companies are actually beating their estimates for earnings per share, and then 81% of the companies are reporting a good surprise on revenue, so that's very positive. Uncertainty in the market due to the election is typically negative, but I think Wall Street seems to have it already built into the market, so that removes some of the uncertainty that's probably going to happen next week, whether, you know, the Republicans or the Democrats win the White House.
Yeah. So what are you telling clients about positioning themselves? What is the play here over the next week or so with that election in mind?
Well, I would say stay the course. You can't really time the market, and you can't really anticipate what's going to happen in terms of who's going to win and how that affects the market. As I said earlier, I think the market's already built in either a Republican or Democrat win. I think if the Republicans win the White House, it's kind of the course is going to be the same. I think if the Democrats win, there's the thought that the stimulus package will go through probably with a greater degree of money and a higher amount. And so that will probably help the market for a large stimulus package. So I think either way, you're going to see some activity, but it's impossible to really know what's going to happen, quite honestly.
Yeah, Doug, I have to say, after we've been having our conversations now here through almost two elections now, and on the just ahead of the last election, you were giving us a little bit of advice about that, and it turned out to be pretty steady advice.
Yeah, no one knows the future, but I think given a general lack of investor confidence amid the global pandemic and the political polarization we've got, there's a chance that the negative self-fulfilling prophecy can flourish in the short term. But this just highlights the importance of being well-diversified in asset classes, including treasury securities, which are actually very safe now and not overexposed to the U.S. equities right now. So having said all that, bad and good news, but I would say stay the course, stay diversified, keep to your strategy, and you know, this thing will blow over, and we'll have other news, good things and bad things coming in the future.
I don't know about you, but I'm really, it seems to have caught me by surprise that we're this close to the end of the year. And I've been thinking so much about the pandemic and keeping myself safe from a health standpoint, and I'm sure other investors are too. They may not be thinking about all the necessary moves to make before the end of the year. If you had to pick a couple of the biggest to either, you know, from planning purposes, for getting our investments in line, getting paperwork in line, what would be the biggest moves to make?
I think we when we talk to our clients, Steve, there's five major things that we can do. And I would say, number one, consider offsetting your capital gains, if you're going to have them this year, with realized capital losses. And any capital losses you've incurred throughout the year, this is called tax loss harvesting, where you can offset gains with losses. If you own mutual funds, for example, in a taxable account, look to see if they're going to pay capital gain distributions this year. You can be sitting with a loss on your mutual fund and still pay taxes on gains because of trading activities. You may consider selling the fund to avoid these distributions after the year, through the year end, or excuse me, the new year. You can buy them back and avoid the distributions that cause a taxable event. So that's certainly a strategy. Rebalancing your portfolio. Review your target allocations against your current asset allocations. You know, if you're diversified, some accounts or some classes are going to rise, others are going to fall, and you might want to rebalance them back to your target every year. The year end's a good time to look at that and to do that. Another item is consider a Roth conversion. A conversion is like prepaying taxes, going from a regular IRA to a Roth IRA. And today's comparative low income tax rates might make that advantageous to save a little bit on your taxes for the future. And lastly, review your debt. This could involve maintaining open lines of credit with lower rates to substitute away from higher rate debt. For example, larger obligations such as a mortgage, look at refinancing due to record low mortgage rates right now. So there's five little snippets that can help you tax plan and prepare next year for the new year.
Yeah, debt is probably one that a lot of people are thinking about. I know many companies have been spending a lot to keep their workers safe and to pay for all kinds of things, and I bet investors have some of that debt as well. Don't necessarily rule out renegotiating some of that debt, or worst case scenario, even thinking of bankruptcy.
Well, there's certainly a lot of different strategies for that. And, you know, we were very busy early on in this pandemic with the PPP loans, and the bank, Associated Bank across the Midwest, did over $1 billion in those loans. And Congress has been changing the rules a little bit, but we're now having loan forgiveness conversations on that debt with a lot of our clients. So that's going to be in the next couple months and several months looking out for next year. But yes, consumer debt is a real interesting topic right now. As restaurants close and open due to the pandemic, I think that's going to cause a lot of angst, especially in the service industry, hotels and restaurants we're reading about. And that's a real concern going in the next year.
What is the sense that you get from your clients, Doug? Are they optimistic? Is there pessimism there, or a little mix of both of them?
I think it's a mix of both. I think there's just uncertainty, number one, around the election, number two, around the pandemic. And I think as long as this is with us without a vaccine or a cure, I think it's going to be continued uncertainty. And I think there's going to be volatility. And I would say be comfortable with your asset allocation, be diversified, fasten your seatbelt, and we're going to ride it out and we're going to be fine.
All right, Doug, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one about this if they want?
They can reach me directly at 312-544-4600. And we'd love to have conversations around investment management and wealth management.
Doug, thank you. Be well.
Thank you, Steve.